So welcome, because I love you. And let's just get that established right here to start with. And I invite you to join me, if you will, in an opening spiritual mind treatment. I'll do this in the first person. Invite you to take it as well, if you so choose, in the first person. There is only one power, one infinite intelligence, whatever name we give it. Spirit, God, life, infinite intelligence, universal presence, God. All of those names are simply pointing at something greater than we are, something greater than that actually defies full description or definition. But we recognize that that's what there is and that's all there is, and we are immersed in it, we are living in it. And as we come into this celebration time together, this spiritual intentional time together to focus on a greater truth, a greater idea, we know that we are supported by this power to have the best ideas for ourselves, the best ideas that will guide our lives in the greatest possible ways. Knowing that this is so, we step into this time together with love, with joy, and with freedom. We let this be so, and so it is. So thank you and welcome, everyone. If you're here for the first time, we give you a very special welcome. I know there are at least a couple of folks here who introduced themselves at the beginning. Be sure you say hello to some of us afterwards, and so that we can answer any questions you have, or if things come up and you're like, what? Happy to participate with you in any kind of conversation of that sort. For those who are back for the second time or the 402nd time, we welcome you too. We're glad you're here. Every one of us is in our absolute right place today by divine appointment. It's divine appointment because you are an expression of the divine and you appointed yourself to be here. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're participating with us. We're a place that celebrates all people, all lives, all backgrounds, whatever place and way you find yourself in the world, whatever your identity, your ethnicity, your mental, spiritual attitudes or ideas, whatever your sexual identity, we have the long list of names now for that, whatever your sexual preferences, all of those things, we are saying we celebrate you, we're glad you're here, because you are an expression of the divine. Such is the nature of life that all it wants and all it asks is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, so am I, and so it is. So one of the results of studying this teaching and really digging in and putting time into it and learning to apply it is that we come to a point where we can indeed use our consciousness, use our thoughts, use our minds, use our beliefs to change our lives. And we do that with clarity, with purpose, with truth. And we learn to do it for other people if other people and when other people are available and willing to do that. A practitioner, which you hear us talk about a lot, science of mind practitioner, is someone who's had that training and has that background and has spent the years and has proven the ability to use this wonderful thing called life to help other people. So this morning, our practitioner of the day, our practitioner who'll be sharing with you a treatment and a short lesson is Doug Moody. Welcome, Doug. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bob. And good morning, everyone, on this blustery winter morning here. Good to see you all. It's a very exciting time of year. Back to basics, science of mind principles coming at us, seeing them in a whole different light. It's a new year, it's a new me, and it's a new you too. So let's get down to it. In talking about demonstrations, my partner would probably have you think that the greatest one I've ever achieved was bringing us together and attracting him into my life. And that was quite a phenomenal treatment. But I'm going to save that for next month around Valentine's Day. Love potion number 9. Instead, I'm going to talk a little bit about a recent experience I had in working with several of you in our community in October's Abundance Plus program, where as practitioners, we treat for people that we are assigned to us to increase their awareness and increase the flow of prosperity and good into their lives. And I love that program. It's a very special time. And during that, of course, not only are practitioners treating for other people, but in doing that work, we're also treating for ourselves. And I was faced with a little bit of a dilemma with the retail economy changing in my business in commercial real estate. And with the holiday season approaching, it's kind of a downtime for retailers. And the time when I'm really busy is when retailers are expanding and making, you know, getting new locations and opening new stores. They aren't really doing that in the fourth quarter of the year because they're so focused on holiday retail sales. So I kind of saw some things coming due at the end of the year, and I thought, okay, challenge. And just because I'm a practitioner and other people are practitioners in this group doesn't mean we don't face challenges too. And I think that's probably the biggest lesson for all is that we're here for you. And we have the same, you know, challenges just in different ways that each and one of you do. We just maybe have a lot more training and the tools to help us maybe get a better idea about that situation and challenge that approaches us. So my challenge was, how do I create some of this increased income? In what ways? And I thought about an alternative job since I did have the downtime. And of course, from my training, I know, okay, I'm not just going to start chasing everything that, you know, somebody's looking for. I realized I had to kind of take some time out, think about what did I want to see myself doing? How did I want to spend that time? What kind of company did I want to work for? What would the people like be there? What would it be like working with those people? And so I did that work on my time, and I also had to take action on it, and as in the second chapter of our Science of Mind book calls Planting Seeds. So I had several different job applications that I applied for, like seasonal employment opportunities, and I ended up landing an interview at REI, Recreational Equipment Incorporated. And I thought, okay, this is going to be a real switch for me because I haven't worked a retail job since I was in high school. But I thought about it and talking to people there and kind of getting prepared for this group interview, which was a whole different experience. I really enjoyed the people that I met and everyone that was working there. And I realized that they all loved camping and hiking and paddling and being outdoors just as much or more than I did, and that not only would it be fun to work with them, but it would be a great learning experience as well. And so I kind of saw myself really getting into it, and that kind of love connection, the passion connection, really started coming through. Long story short, I did get an interview there, and it was very competitive. There were over 200 applications. They originally interviewed 50 people and narrowed it down to 15. I was one of the people who got an email that said, we have decided to go with other candidates. And I thought, okay. But there was something inside of me that said, no, you belong there. So I found myself kind of remembering this line from an abundance treatment that I had given to my Abundance Plus peeps. And it said, you know, with God as my infinite source and with my fearless and purposeful actions. So I said, okay. So I went back to REI, to the store, and I talked to the people that had kind of taken me in and said, yeah, come on, we'd love to have you working here. And I thanked them. I said, you know, I didn't get selected, but I really appreciated the opportunity. It was great meeting all of you, and it just really rekindled my love for this company. And so then one of the guys that I had talked to said, hang on, just stay here for a second. And I didn't know this, but he went and grabbed the store manager, Mark Reich, really great guy. And so 5 minutes later, I'm sitting there thanking, you know, Mark for the opportunity and telling him how much I really loved the whole process. And next thing I knew, Mark said, well, you know, if you could make yourself a little bit more available to us in terms of time, I think we'd actually like to have you here. And so I thought, wow, cool. And so I did make time, obviously, and I did get extended an offer. And 3 months later, I was offered a regular position there. And I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to juggle that in my full schedule with my commercial real estate business. But it just was so beautiful watching this whole process unfold and the continuation of my treatment work and just staying open. And even when the no gets thrown at you, it's just a temporary roadblock. You know, there's when you know something is right and when it resonates with you, you just really have to follow that. And so my message as a practitioner is Stay with that. And don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on what you know is right for you and what works best for your life. And realize you always have that divine guidance within you. And it's always pulling you exactly where and when you need to be. And just be open to it. It doesn't always appear as you think it's going to appear, but it all works out exactly as it's supposed to and in divine right time. So, and as I said earlier, don't ever feel uncomfortable about approaching a practitioner in this center. We've got a wonderful team of practitioners here to help you guys. Some very, very talented people who've been in this teaching a long, long time. And I just have such a strong team of colleagues and peers, and I feel so blessed to have this community to work with. And so I guess let's just know that, and that we're here for you. And please let us know when we can help you. And we will do that most joyfully. So I'm going to ask you now to join me in affirmative prayer. And I'm going to say this in the first person and ask you to just get comfortable in your seats and accept for yourself what resonates with you. And let's take a deep breath and relax and know this together. There's only one power, one infinite intelligence, one cosmic something operating throughout this universe and operating through me and each person present right here, right now, and always. I am always one with this infinite intelligence that is God, as is every beautiful soul present. I can never be separate from this divine power for light and joy and success, because it is always shining forth from within me and each. That still voice of unlimited wisdom and possibility, expressing perfectly and uniquely, is me and all present. I know that all are one with this spirit. And in this moment, in this new year and every day forward, I know that I am blessed with the infinite creative power that is God. And I use this power to co-create the life of my biggest and best dreams. I expand my heart and consciousness so that I can receive all of the infinite good that I can conceive. I am open at the top in mind and heart, and I am done with thinking small, because instead I recognize as my truth that I was born to live and to live grandly. I claim divine wisdom, right action, love, courage, all guiding me and each present to grow and expand in this consciousness. I allow myself to feel and radiate the joy and love in these new ideas, giving my intentions all of the energy needed to demonstrate them so beautifully, successfully, and easily in my life. My mind and heart are open and receptive to today's lesson, knowing there is something right here and now that is exactly what I need to know at this time to move me and each person forward in a greater, fuller expression of life. I claim this with divine wisdom for myself and for everyone present. My heart, my mind, my spirit are overflowing with infinite gratitude, joy, and love for the opportunity to think and co-create big in my life and for the betterment of our planet. I am grateful for this teaching, for this center, and for the mindful consciousness within me and everyone present. I release my word into the universal law, knowing it is already done, it is complete. And it is wonderful. And together we say, and so it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I just have one addition to that, and that is listen more carefully to the voice inside of you. Now, I got important stuff to say. I'm not knocking that. But I am saying that what pops up inside of your mind and your thoughts and your heart as I am talking or as anyone else is talking or Peter's singing or Doug is treating or anything else going on here, all of that takes second place to the source of the real authority in your life, and that is your own consciousness. Yeah, you may have to sort out the nonsense from the sense, but at the same time, that's the place to listen first and foremost and most importantly. So I encourage you to pay attention. Pay attention to you and pay attention to the stuff around you enough to behave anyway. So it's a good thing it's led you here. As a kid growing up, there weren't any three words that were more terrifying or joy-infusing to me than when someone ran up to me and yelled, "Tag, you're it." I loved it. I'm it. I'm in charge. I get to run around and try to find people or tag people, whatever the version of the game was we were playing at the time. And that was marvelous, and I loved it. And it terrified the daylights out of me because I was the little kid that didn't run too well. I was the slowest one in the bunch. So everybody kind of groaned when I got tagged because that meant they'd have to slow down if I would ever catch them. And it also meant that I wasn't sure that I was going to have any more fun because even though I was it, I didn't have anything to be it with. Because if it was hide and seek, they'd all run off and hide, and I'm running around wondering where they went. If it was tagged, then they're just out of reach, you know? And so that tag your it thing was both a wonderful opportunity to be the center of attention and to be in charge of what was happening in the game, but at the same time, it was terrifying. At the same time, it was, oh my gosh, do I have what it takes? Can I be a good it? Can I bring my itness forward in a way that's going to allow for everybody else to have a good time and me to still have fun? Now, I'm probably the only one that ever had that, but if you've ever been in that situation, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, see, last week we talked in here, and we talked in this wonderful series that I always love doing every year. In fact, we do it all year long. We just don't tell you that's what we're doing. And that is the basic ideas of this teaching. Last week we talked about the thing itself. This one power that is everything, everywhere, present, always, all the time, always here, nowhere you can go to get away from it. We live in it. We breathe it. We're it. It's us. It's all around us. We did a whole lot of work with that last week. This week we're looking at how does it work? If this power is here all the time and all around us and working, doing its thing, how does that work? How does it work? How does it work? What's the way that it works? Well, here's the good news and the bad news. The way it works is, you're it. Get it? You're it. You're the one who gets to say, yay, I want more. I'm going to be more. I can express more. I'm in charge of the game. Hot diggity dog. Oh, yeah, but so-and-so in my life, that's his fault. I'm the way I am because of their fault. My prosperity is struggling because of the government. You know, down south, we have the government. It's the government in other parts of the world. Our tendency is to love the parts of I'm it that I feel powerful and in charge of, but not be too happy about some of it that I just assume not be in charge of, thank you much. I don't want to be it when I look at my fears. I don't want to be it when I see my struggles. I don't want to be it when there are things that show up in my life that was a big surprise and I go, what? I thought I was better than that. But the way this power works for us and works in us is it works through us, as us. We're it. You're it. You are the individuation of that one power. Let me read to you what Dr. Holmes says. This is, Dr. Holmes is the founder of this wonderful teaching of ours. The Science of Mind textbook is the book we go back to over and over and over again. He says, so we have discussed the nature of the thing as being a universal energy, mind, intelligence, spirit, finding conscious and individualized centers of expression through us, and that human intelligence is this universal mind, functioning at the level of our concept of it. And this is the message of the whole teaching. You're it. This amazing infinite power is available and present and having its life in you, as you, through you, and in me, as me, through me. See, there's a big difference in recognizing this being it and the version I had as a kid. And that is with it, you being it, and the expression of that thing and the way that it works in the world, your success is guaranteed. There's no chance that your use of it can be anything other than bringing about the greater good in your life that you desire. To dream your dreams, to walk past the no's into the yeses, to find ways to bring greater good and greater expression than you've ever yet imagined. You, because there's a difference. I was on my own when I was it out there as a kid. You were too. But I'm not anymore. And you're not. I wasn't then. I just didn't know it. See, what has happened is when you're it in your life, when you choose to believe and you accept the idea that the power of God, the power that life is moving through you as you, then you have all of its resources available to you. This same power that created universes and flung stars into space and did all of that is the power that's available to you in your own consciousness, your own mind, and your own choices all the time. And that just kind of wriggles my brain around in ways that I can't even embrace sometimes, most of the time. But where I can embrace it is when I bring it into my everyday life and start thinking about, so how is all that power really available and what difference does that make to me? The difference is I get to use it. I get to participate in it. There's a power for good in the universe and you can use it. We've been chanting that all month. We're going to keep chanting it probably all year. Maybe the rest of your life. See, the core idea here is that that wonderful power works for us in our lives by working through us as our lives. But most more specifically, working through us as our consciousness, as our thoughts, as our beliefs. It cannot and will not do for you what you do not choose for. Or at least are not open to. We have to be open to it for it to come to us and through us and show up for us. You say, yeah, but... See, the problem is we live in a culture where we are bombarded all the time with a lot of beliefs about why we should be limited, about why we have less than, why there is justification for pain. Pain and hurt and suffering is big business. Throwing folks in prison and keeping them there is big business. Lining up who's okay and who isn't okay, who's a criminal and who's not a criminal, it's big business. We live in a culture and a world that is constantly slamming us with all of these ideas, and it becomes a real challenge sometimes to keep all that separated and pushed out and straight and come back to the idea that there's one power and only one power, and I get to choose it and use it. I get to come back to the idea again and again, that freedom is my birthright. I am so free, I can even make a total mess of my life if I want to. Hands? No, don't do that. Years ago, when I was first getting on this path of self-understanding and growth and awareness, I had a sponsor and a mentor that said, you know, you're the most creative person I know. I have never worked with anybody as creative as you are. I said, really? Wow, that's cool. He said, yeah, you can take the most simple thing and create the biggest mess out of it of anybody I know. People can hand you a gift and you make it an awful mess. Do I owe them something back? Should I do this? Should I? What was my, did I smile big enough when I took it? We all have that creative power. And what we're about in this teaching is taking all of that, shifting the direction of it, and instead of creating messes, We get to create the goodness that we desire to have in our lives. And we have this immense power behind us saying, yes, 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 I'm here to support you. See, we can depend on it. We can count on it. I couldn't depend on my feet when I was it as a kid, but I can count on and depend on this wonderful power moving through me that's living my life as me to be consistent, to be there, and to do what it says. Here's some of the characteristics of it. It is impersonal. Now, what in the world does that mean? What do you mean it's impersonal? It's my life. My life is personal. Your life is personal in that you get to choose all of the things about your life you want it to be. But the power working with you is impersonal in that it's available to everybody. So when you see that guy out there, that woman out there, that you think, well, man, she's got it all and I don't have it. Truth is, that same power that she's using to create her life is the same power available to you. And if she can, you can. There's a couple of cooking shows. If Chan can cook, so can you. Well, if I can cook, so can you. If anyone can do those things that you imagine that you wish you could, then you can. You have a power available to you to bring that to you and through you. If you so choose and can come to really believe in it. So it's impersonal. It's always working for everybody the same way. It's consistent. It's kind of like the computer. Garbage in, garbage out. I hate that part. I'd much rather blame the computer when it spits back stuff that I'm like, what? I know I didn't hit that key. Yeah, you did. Oh, it was a virus. Yeah, but then that's my responsibility for not having secure software. Anyway. Yeah. It's consistent. It comes back to us and reflects back to us and brings into our lives those things we believe in exactly the way and in the timbre and in the attitude with which we believe them. I believe I am free. Except for. And that except for is going to show up just as much as I believe I am free. I believe life just gets better and better and better and better and better and bigger and greater until you cross 70. It used to be 40, now it's 70. But it's the same problem, because if I believe that things start to come apart at a certain point, then that's what happens. Because this amazing power is saying yes to us. It is providing for us what we really believe into it as the truth. What the way it works is that it becomes to us what we believe it to be. It allows our lives to become for us what we believe them to be. Then our job becomes handling our beliefs. See, it does it accurately too. We can't go around whining and complaining about things and then be upset when they show up, just like we whined and complained about them. You hear that in people with relationships. Oh, I'm looking for that right woman, you know, but you know women. I'm looking for that right man, but men are pigs. So what do you end up with? Exactly what you said you believed and were looking for. Armor Bombeck says men are pigs and I love bacon. You get the idea? It's about being very clear not only what we believe and choose to believe, but all the attitude and feeling around it. And the other part about it is it doesn't work on what you wish you believed. Now, I know, sorry. Some of y'all want to leave now. Go ahead. It doesn't. We want it to. I mean, a wish is better than a total hopelessness, no question about it. Hope is better than total hopelessness and despair. But it doesn't act on what you wish. It acts on what you believe. You know, I wish I were a ballet dancer. No, I don't. But if I did, you know, or I wish I were smarter. Or I wish this or I wish that. It can't act on that because there's nothing for it to latch on to. It has to latch on to what you believe. Because as soon as you believe it, it's established in your consciousness, your belief system. And then that wonderful power rushes in to support you. That power that is omnipotent, all powerful, has the power of everything, the same one that makes planets. That power that is omniscient, knows everything, has all of the answers that you're looking for. Be grateful it doesn't give them all to you at once. We have people in institutions where some of that has happened and they just can't handle it all. And it is all present. That amazing power is present right here, right now, in you, as you, in its fullness. Not some little part of it. You know, you're only experiencing the part of it we allow in because we believe it. But it's all right here. The description of standing under a waterfall with a teacup. You know, there's so much possible, so much available. And it's by our belief. How much can I believe in that determines how much I experience of any kind of good, of all kinds of good? The other thing that's a misunderstanding about our teaching is that you sometimes hear that this is a teaching that where if you do the treatment, you get what you want. And when people believe that, they get disappointed because they go after what they want and they don't get it. They're like, what? I thought I was supposed to get what I want when I did the spiritual mind treatment. You don't get what you want. You get what you believe you deserve. You get what you believe you deserve. See, it works for us by working through us. It won't bypass you. Now, sometimes the way it comes to us may look like it came from the blue or it came from somewhere else, but it's always a result of something you said, did, or participated in some way that brought it back to you and circled things back around to bring you a greater experience of your good. So the truth is, you're it. Like it or not, that means you're it to be responsible for and heal all those things that show up in your life that you think shouldn't be there. It means you're it to enjoy the joy and power and freedom of making a choice and setting a goal and going for it and believing in yourself and seeing what happens when you do. Of greater and greater good and greater freedom. There's another part to it showing up and working through us. And that is it brings to us, once we are clear about what we believe to be the truth about ourselves, then that omniscience, that all-knowingness that this power has, starts to drop into your consciousness the ideas, the suggestions. Maybe you ought to turn there, go down that road. Oh my God, there's a house we've been looking for and we didn't know it. You get really clear about you deserve a certain job and you get nudged to ignore the no and just show up and be grateful and keep the process going. In other words, the ideas will be supplied to you once you know and you believe what is your good, what is good for you and what you want to bring into life. And that is still it working through us. Kennedy Shields, I can't seem to get through a talk without quoting him. And that's been true long before I came back here, used to say that oftentimes the best idea that will take you through to your next great idea, your next great life experience, is lying on the pile of discarded ideas from the past. Things you thought about and went, nah, I don't think so, and put it aside. Oftentimes that good idea will pop back out from there, and you go, oh, wow, maybe I should look at that again. Maybe I should go with it again. But that's that wonderful power of consciousness working through you to supply you with those thoughts and ideas. Or to attract into your experience the one person who can tell you the thing you needed to know in order to experience that which you have come to believe is yours to experience, yours to know. It shows up in all kinds of ways, but it's always coming through you, through your thoughts, through your ideas. You don't just sit at home and wait for it. You participate, you get involved, you get going. So here we are at the beginning of a new year, end of the second talk, beginning of the new year, and we've been, I don't know how many of you have already made all of your New Year's resolution lists and you've done them and are finished. Right. Or you've made all your list and you're thinking, I'm it, and there's no way I'm going to get all this done this year. I was on my list last year. And it was on the list, and so we make all these lists and ideas about our New Year's resolution. So I want to offer you a different suggestion in line with what we're talking about. Instead of making lists of what you want to become more of and greater at and better at and fix that you think is wrong with you and lose weight and exercise and all of those things that are wonderful and you need to do, but along with that, more importantly, make a list of what you believe. Spend some time really thinking about, what do I really believe about myself? Do I believe I'm an expression of God that is valuable beyond measure, that is loved past love, past love, past love that I've yet to imagine, that has gifts that only I can bring and that the universe and the world is screaming, yes, yes, bring it on, bring it on? Or do I believe I'm some kind of mistake? Or do I believe that I'm a sinner that's doomed to hell from now on? Or I'm doomed to struggle? Or I'm not good enough? Or all of those other beliefs that we carry? Just take some time between now and the next time we're together to make a list, to pay attention. You don't have to do anything about it yet. Just get clear with yourself about what you believe. Sometimes it's hard because some of us, we don't want to face what we really believe about ourselves. Do the same thing about, what do you believe about God? What do you believe about the world? Got a lot of doomsday stuff going on these days. A lot of fear about what's happening in the world. What do you really believe about that? Do you believe you're going to be okay? Do you believe God is greater than any expression of the contrary that's out there? Or do you believe these conflicted expressions that are going on have the power to stop it and to limit and control and end life? Decide. Get clear. I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm telling you how to go about the process. Get clear about what you believe. Then you can begin to make some decisions about whether you want to keep that or not. My New Year's resolution list came out of that list that I did, and now I have a list of things I am choosing to believe and grow into believing this year in the areas where I know my belief needs to grow. I invite you to join me in that process, because that is a process of you getting honest with yourself about who and what this great power is to you in order to be able to use it on your behalf and so that it can use you according to your desires for a greater life. That's what you deserve, because you deserve the very best. And so do I, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I hope that inner voice that's been talking to you through this whole thing is now alive and well and talking back. And I invite you now to take some time to really focus in on listening to that part of you. So we're going to do that by turning away from the world around us, not because there's anything wrong with it, but simply to focus more on the internal aspects of ourselves. And we move within. We turn our attention to who we are inside, to our hearts, perhaps, to our best ideas, perhaps, to that quiet place where there are fewer words and more feelings, or fewer feelings and more words. We go past the chatter mind. We go past the committee that's already meeting to tell you all the things wrong with you. You just shut them down, send them on break. And instead, we go to this place. As you breathe and you feel your breath, you feel the peace of knowing all you need to do right now is breathe. This one power has got you. It's moving through you, in you, as you, regardless. Simply allow your yourself to feel that sense of larger self, to be aware of that knowing within you. And in this place, I choose to accept that this infinite power that is all there is all that I am. And whether I shade it at times or bring it out into the bright light of my awareness, it is all that I am. I'm immersed in it. Its thoughts and ideas move through me. And I allow myself better ideas, better things to believe in about myself. I, by action of this spiritual mind treatment, affirmative prayer, choose a better idea of myself than I've ever had before. I choose a better idea of God, spirit, life, one power than I've ever had before. I choose a better idea of the world. And I watch for its manifestations to show up. I watch for the better, the good, the great, the greater to appear in my life experiences. I give up, let go, stop trying to figure out what's wrong with me or anyone else. And I acknowledge that I am of spirit, therefore spirit plus nothing is spirit, therefore I am spirit, and there is nothing wrong with spirit. Never has been, never will be, no matter what I've been told. I let that go. And instead, I choose to embrace a greater idea of myself as the expression of the goodness that life and God are, is, and I am it right here, right now, without limit, without lack. And I open my mind to experience the more. I say yes. As surely as that spirit is saying yes to me, I say yes to it. Yes to my prosperity. Yes to my freedom. Yes to love. Yes to work that I love and enjoy and brings great goodness to my life and to that life of others. Yes to health. Yes. Yes. And in this yes, I can release this treatment now, knowing this spiritual mind treatment, this affirmative prayer is done. This is now the mind that is God. It is the consciousness of the infinite. Therefore, it is my consciousness. Therefore, it can only be the right and the truth. I let this be so, and so it is. Nice big breath. So if you love what you heard, or if you don't, if you like this place and the fact that it's here, I invite you to support it with your prosperity, with your gifts, with your tithes and your offerings. I invite you to support it on the internet with your cell phone and your Facebook account. When you get that blurb from us, share it. Expand it. In other words, I'm inviting you to participate in the expanding growth of this center and the expanding growth of these ideas and this teaching in the world, in a world that is very much looking for it and wanting it. So I invite you to do that, to join me, knowing that everything we give multiplies and it's coming back to us in ways we had perhaps not imagined.